The Silver Star was not the only medal Robinson received at Lackland's awards and decoration ceremony. For his actions on 20 September 1965, he received the Air Force Cross, a combat medal second only to the Medal of Honor. His citation reads, "Airman First Class William A. Robinson distinguished himself by extraordinary heroism in connection with military operations against an opposing armed force as an aircrew member of an HH-43B helicopter over North Vietnam on 20 September 1965. On that date, Airman Robinson participated in an extremely hazardous attempted recovery of a downed pilot. This mission required a flight over 80 miles, mostly over hostile-controlled territory. Evaluation of the environment in which the downed pilot was located indicated that maximum performance would be demanded from each crew member if successful recovery was to be effected. Though exposed to intensive hostile ground fire, Airman Robinson, with complete disregard for his own safety, performed with courage and professional precision in the supreme effort to rescue a fallen comrade. Airman Robinson's courageous action and devotion to duty are in keeping with the highest traditions of the American fighting man under attack by an opposing armed force. Through his extraordinary heroism, superb airmanship, and aggressiveness, Airman Robinson reflected the highest credit upon himself and the United States Air Force." Both Robinson and his crewmate, Neil Black, received the Air Force Cross for their actions during the 4B rescue mission. Although the awards were presented 8 years after the fact, the actual date of action, 20 September 1965, meant that Robinson and Black were the first enlisted men to be awarded the Air Force Cross. Since the beginning of the Vietnam War, the Air Force has been very selective in bestowing the Air Force Cross on enlisted men. As of 1 January 2013, only 24 enlisted men have received the Air Force Cross. The newly minted and highly decorated officer decided to finish his Air Force career as a pilot. Neither these distinctions nor his status as a POW guaranteed Robinson an easy path to success. At Lackland, he went through an abbreviated officer training school, and he completed a pilot training course. Typical candidates for pilot training were younger than the 30-year-old former prisoner, and Robinson sought advice from a variety of individuals and learned of a pilot training program at Shepherd Air Force Base in Wichita Falls, Texas, which, at the time, was also training South Vietnamese and West German pilots. Robinson had been told by one of his advisors at Andrews Air Force Base that he would have ample opportunities at Shepherd to obtain his requisite flight training hours. The plan to become an aviator sounded good to Robinson. He completed some training at Lackland, soloing in the T-41, and Shepherd represented the next hurdle toward becoming a pilot.